why you do. Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give off truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Okay, we are on the air, and Monday night to begin another week right here in good old U.S. of A. Well, we have a lot to talk about as usual, no doubt about that. And to start the week off, I think we're going to deal with the issue that is seems to be right at the top of the list, and that is the invasion of the United States by illegals, and how the Bush administration, the Congress, both parties have caved in and no doubt have committed treason against America in these very, very final days of our republic. We are transformed now into a totalitarian government. Government does what Bush says it will do, and there'll be no discussion. And there'll be no opposition. And that's exactly where we are. Well, last week, there was a rally in Washington. And John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, was there, heading up that rally, among others. Came away very disappointed in some respects, and in other respects, very successful meeting. But along with him tonight, we are going to have Barbara Coe. And Barbara Coe is involved with the coalition, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Both of them working together for a long time, and both will bring us up to date in the time ahead as to what has been going on, what needs to be done, and what you may have missed. I know I've got some pertinent information here that we'll discuss, and we, of course, invite your participation, both all of you, with our guests. Both of our guests will be with us after the first break. So when we put them on, we'll get right into it, talk about what has happened, what's going on, the sellout, the treason, the treachery, and what needs to be done about it, what possibly can be done to avert disaster, because we are facing a literal disaster with this country. Now it's endemic. It's pandemic. It has reached into just about every state, and if you picked up Time magazine this past week, you would have seen the cover story dealing with Hampton, East Hampton, New York, and what happened to that community over the last two decades or so. Even Time magazine will give you a little nugget of truth once in a while. So, we will begin the program with our two guests, Barbara Coe and John Clark. And we'll get right into the thick of it. And don't forget our toll-free number, ladies and gentlemen, is always there for you. 1-800-313-9443. Guest worker is euphemism for illegal alien. Sensenbrenner blocks Bush amnesty plan. Why would illegals ever go home voluntarily? Why won't Bush implement border control law now? These and other questions will be addressed in the next hour or so. So you stay with me. Rick Adams, the program Uncensored, Radio Free America. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, will be sounding the alarm. You join in and join our crusade. We'll be right back to begin. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, ready to begin the program tonight. Obviously, no stranger to these microphones. John Clark has been here quite often, and he was just in Washington last week, just came home from Washington, D.C. at the rally against the illegal invasion and for legislation that would deal with the crisis that we now face. And, of course, Barbara Koh from the group, I believe, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Is that right, Barbara?
That's absolutely right. It's a bit of a misnomer, Rick, because we are now nationwide.
Right, right. And, of course, you're not just for immigration reform, but it goes beyond that. You know, reading the stories every day off the media wire, as they say, every day they keep referring to people like you and John and me as anti-immigrant, anti-immigrant, anti-immigrant. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. They're deliberately playing with the language and engaging in doublethink and doublespeak, and I believe in deliberate disinformation to disinform the public. And, of course, both of you, John and Barbara, know whereof I speak in that regard. This movement transcends all of that, and it is about breaking the law. And that's what the issue should be focused on, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. And yet, sadly enough, so many Americans who only bother to listen to the mainstream media believe that, Rick. It's very, very sad that these people do not bother to go a little below the surface and really reconfirm that our position is anti-illegal aliens. That is the proper terminology, because by definition, an illegal alien is a criminal in violation of federal law.
That's right. There was just a letter in the local paper here to that effect today, and I've been seeing more and more letters and more people call up these programs as never before, because now it has reached a crisis proportion, and no one has wanted to deal with it until you and John and others came along. A lot of them pretended that it didn't exist. We could just sweep it under the rug. And, of course, the corrupt politicians could care less, because the only thing they're interested in is how to get elected and reelected. And they like to make sure they're in good standing with the politically correct media moguls. And so we don't expect anything good to come from them unless we demand that they do something.
Absolutely, Rick. And we thank God every day for people like you, courageous patriot talk show hosts who get the real truth out to the American people, because our mainstream media refuses to. And yes, God bless all of the patriots, you, John Clark, all of the other people who came to Washington, our own Jim Gilchrist, our Minuteman Project founder, who have the courage to get out there, stand up and be counted, supported by, of course, our champions in Washington, D.C., who stood up as usual and spoke, Representative Tom Tancredo, and he was supported by our own California representative, Dana Rohrabacher. It was a thrilling, thrilling event.
Well, thank you for that introductory word, Barbara. I want to get into what's going on in particularly where you come from, your state in Southern California. But, John, you're standing by there anxiously awaiting to say something. Why don't you tell us exactly what happened last week in Washington and some of your concerns, as well as some of the things that you think were positive spins as well.
Well, the reason for this event was to highlight the fact that this guest worker program, de facto amnesty, is being ramrodded through Congress, the Senate, which the public is really not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
They think it is a guest worker program. And letters were sent out by Barbara to every senator to invite them to this conference that we had. It was a press conference. There was a tremendous amount of media there. And not one senator answered. Not one senator showed up. There were, like Barbara said, Tom Tancredo and also Dana Rohrabacher. This Jim Gilchrist was the keynote speaker, the founder of the Minutemen. And he had to be protected by the Capitol Police, because there is a somewhat of a bounty on his head, the same way that there's bounties on the customs agents now down at the border, I just found out, down at Douglas. But this guest worker program is, like I said, de facto amnesty. And I was talking to the ex-governor of Virginia, because he was at the CPAC talking about you know, we need a guest worker. And I said, I don't care how you look at it, even if you did it in the best terms, which would be applying from their own country, and you only, you know, removed all the illegals and applied from their own country, you still have one thing that you have to consider, and that is the fact of anchor babies.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to have a guest worker program with the 14th Amendment the way it is is by only allowing men to come into this country to work, because it's simply outrageous that women can break into this country, have a child, and the child becomes a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to clarify the 14th Amendment. He said, well, I doubt it very much if we could do that. We have to do that before any type of, even think about any type of guest worker program, like I said, on ideal terms, applying from their own country, and, you know, doing it that way. And if you cannot find an American to do that job, searching the database, that's the only way we could even consider that. But anything other than that, absolutely not. Enforcement has to be done. They have to be removed from this country. And our senators sent a message loud and clear to all of us that went to Washington, Barbara and Jim and Tom Tancredo, you know, the hell with you. We don't care what you say, and we're going to do whatever we want, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and I think this could backfire on the Republican Party in the elections as well, because as we've seen, the Republican National Committee has backed Bush on amnesty for illegals right from the get-go, and
well,
they are not backing off.
Yeah, at the CPAC, there was a straw poll last year, and and Conda Rice was one of the top candidates for president. Tancredo wasn't even on the radar. He is now 5% at this straw poll CPAC. The immigration was bought up. Frist is backing away from Bush because if they continue to follow this path, they're going to go down in flames. Bush,
you know, you,
care less.
You would think if there was a two-party system, which there isn't, but if there was, that the Democrats now would see the light and then, you know, they would come out and say, look, we know the Republicans are owned by the special interests. We know the Chamber of Commerce, big business, international companies. We're supposed to be the party of the people, which, of course, they're not. But they could at least pretend, and they could say, look, most of the people who are naturalized or born American citizens in this country by far support banning illegal aliens into the country, banning this guest worker program, as far as the polls I've seen. They could turn around and take a position such as that, and I think that they would come out in most communities squarely ahead on that issue alone now.
You know, take Barbara, for instance. I don't know if your audience is aware of, you know, who Barbara is. I mean, not only heads up CCIR, California Coalition Immigration Reform, but she's the founder of Proposition 187, the co-author of Proposition 187, which really kicked this whole thing off many years ago. And here was something that 6 million Californians voted on. It was to deny benefits to illegal aliens, which on the surface says, hey, hello. I mean, you know, if they're illegal, why should they get any services?
And the imperial judiciary stepped in.
And one federal judge blocked that initiative, and it's been going downhill ever since then. You know, we've been battling this. Barbara goes at it, I don't know, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they just keep rolling over us. They could care less what the American people think. And the American people better wake up now because, well, like I've said on your show many times, you've got to do it yourself. Our government's not going to do it. I know Barbara doesn't like to hear that, but I think she saw, you know, this last week what happened when the Senate, they just said, we don't care. We don't care what you do. We're going to do whatever we want. Isn't that right, Barbara?
But that's okay. That's okay, because I can tell you we have CCIR reps going, marching up and down the halls of the Senate, as well as contacting some of the representatives. And the time for being polite and asking and requesting is past. Our people met with some of the aides, actually 14 of them, actually around 18 of them, because some of them decided to come out with us, even though we did not have an appointment. And the message was loud, strong, and clear. And we provided them documented data that this fraud, illegal alien, guest worker / amnesty program is nothing but an open-ended invitation to millions more violent illegal alien criminals, smugglers, and terrorists. Because there is no way, no way, and I have confirmed that repeatedly, and we provided them that data from people that I happen to have contact with in not only Mexico, but other Latin American countries. There is no way that a criminal background check can be conducted on these people. So that's exactly what they're doing. They're welcoming these people into our country.
Yes.
The bottom line...
Hold the bottom line, Barbara. We got to take a break, all right? Hold that bottom line. We'll be back. Barbara Coe, John Clark, and me, Rick Adams. Stay tuned. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
With our guests, Barbara Coe and John Clark, both representing anti-illegal invasion forces. And John, you know, we'll let Barbara continue. Barbara, the bottom line of what you were saying is essentially what? What must we do?
Yes, the bottom line, which we tried very, very hard to do in Washington when we met with the aides of the senators, is that they are welcoming illegal alien murderers into our country, violent criminals, smugglers, terrorists, so on and so forth.
Right.
Because it is impossible to do a criminal background, check. And the very sovereignty of our nation and the future of not only us, but our children is in the hands of a few greed-mongering, power-hungry elected officials.
And
we are not going to stand by for that. We are not going to stand by for that. And we reassured those who had a D and F grade on the issues of immigration. We will work tirelessly to ensure that they are voted out of office and replaced by loyal American representatives.
And, Barbara, do you have a survey just in California alone in the assembly there and in your congressional races as to who's running for what office and what their stands are?
The vote record of the senators can be obtained by checking out our website, which is ccir.net. That is all there. Anybody who wants to check the vote record of any elected official in Washington can go to numbersusa.com, and there it is for all to see. However, we are concentrating very intensely on the Senate right now, because I can tell you right now, Rick, their vote record is absolutely terrifying.
You're going to tell me Barbara Boxer is not helping to defend the U.S. Constitution and our borders?
How about trying out an F on her grade on the issues of immigration? It's
well, we've always
simple.
Got Ms. Feinstein, don't we?
Yes, we certainly do. Mm-hmm. And on the 15th of this month, we're going to be doing a candlelight vigil in front of her office, demanding that she represent California loyal, law-abiding American voters and taxpayers and defeating this literally, it is literally, Rick, a life-threatening bill. This guest worker amnesty is not just treacherous and treasonous. It is life-threatening. It is welcoming people into our country who hate us and want our people dead.
Well, you know, look at the White House and all of the questions about 9/11, the cover-up, and the involvement of the White House, the CIA, all of this coming out now. Here's George Bush. He should definitely be held accountable. And the media have not held accountable on the most important issues, never mind Dick Cheney and the bird shots and so forth, but on what this administration has done to this country and everyone, whether they be liberal or conservative across the gamut, has said, how can you not have terrorism when you've left the borders wide open and everyone's aware of it? So George Bush and this government and Congress have to be held responsible should anything happen. I mean, there's no two ways about it. They are sitting ducks, if you'll pardon the pun. But let's face it, they have left the border open, and if anything now happens across the border, they should be held accountable right across the board. All of them.
You're absolutely right, Rick, and we are the sitting ducks because they are protected.
Yes.
In their underground bunkers, behind their gated communities, so on and so forth. We are the sitting ducks, and they have put our very lives and the lives of our children, our grandchildren, and all of our loved ones. There is no national security until there is border security, and we know that, and they know that, and the bottom line is those who support these treacherous bills have clearly revealed that they are very, very willing to sacrifice the very lives of loyal, law-abiding Americans in exchange for cheap labor, corporate campaign contributions, and the illegal alien vote to stay in power. It is terrifying, Rick. And I for one, wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning in a cold sweat thinking about the very lives of my grandbaby.
Oh, God bless you for that. We have a break coming up. Barbara Coe, if they were all like her, boy, let me tell you, there wouldn't be this problem in America today. John Clark, he's with us. We shall return with more conversation, and we welcome your calls, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Thank you, thank you. We're back now on Uncensored Radio Free America. Barbara, I want to spend a little bit of time with you on this question because it has to do with, being singled out, obviously, the state of California, Southern Cal, along with the four or five other states that supposedly belong to Mexico. And the last time we talked was last year. You were on with John, and you were on about 6 months ago or so. And in your opinion, have things progressed from your point of view, our point of view? Have they gotten worse, or are they basically the same?
Oh, I think the tide is turning, Rick. I truly, truly do.
In what way, Barbara?
I beg your pardon?
In what way is the tide turning?
Because millions more Americans are finally deciding to wake up and stand up and be counted. Because finally they're going, oh, wow, this is pretty bad. Maybe we better get on board. And they have. And that's the bottom line. And when I made my presentation in Washington, I said, the pot is boiling. While we're here, let's make that pot boil over and let the traitors suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And the traitors are those who vote as if they were they pose as U.S. elected officials. However, they vote as pro-illegal alien criminals, representatives. And the bottom line is, hey, you're out of here, and we're going to work tirelessly to make you make sure that you are out of here, because I can tell you right now, our people have made a commitment. We will die on our feet before we will bend on our knees to these people who betray their oath of office, which they made before God, to protect us from invaders. Okay, if they refuse to do it, then we will do it, and we will do it, Rick. And it is getting more intense out here in California every day. The violence, I think we've spoken once before, because after the passage of Prop 187, there was a meeting in Riverside, and members of the pro-illegal alien hate groups such as MALDEF, LULAC, La Raza, Mesa, on and on and on, met in Riverside, California, and I have this taped live. We will control this government by sheer numbers, using the vote if possible and violence if necessary. And we are experiencing both, particularly the violence, in every succeeding rally that we have. We try to have a peaceful rally. It is consistently disrupted by people threatening our very lives.
Now, we've had
my life, I have had death threats.
Oh, is that right?
I have had, my home has been graffitied on and on and on. That's okay. But are people going to stand quietly by and let this continue? The answer is no. And the tide is turning. People are waking up. They are standing up to be counted. And we're going to send a lot, just as we did in Washington, millions more Americans are going to send a loud and clear message to those who refuse to represent us and to uphold their oath of office. They're out of there. We're going to make sure of it.
Well, let me ask you this. I was asking earlier, and you gave me part of the question answered, and that was, you know where they stand now. That is those in California, for instance, in your own state, where the Senate, where the House, where the legislature stands. You can see their votes. But what about screening out these candidates who are running for office on these platforms of America First and against illegal invasions and so forth? Do you have a screening mechanism for them, the public knows who they can vote for instead?
We certainly do. We have representatives, candidates, at every one of our monthly meetings, and they are challenged to come before our attendees, and we're a pretty hardcore group. We know what the situation is, and those who have stated that they are going to stand in defense of protecting our people, enforcing our laws, regardless if it's local, county, state, or federal. Those have made a commitment to uphold our laws and protect our people. They are cordially invited to our meetings, make their presentation. And we got a real tough group. They are hardworking. They know what the facts are. And when these people convince them that that is their position on this issue, our people are out there walking precincts, manning phone banks, doing whatever they can to support them. And that's exactly what we do.
Yeah, but you know what the key is, Barbara, to a very effective lobby that will get the politicians noticing what's going on? It's like you've got to be like the ADL. You've got to be feared, and you've got to be almost a terrorist organization in the sense that you have to run fear and terrorism at them so that when these candidates try to ignore you, they look like a sore thumb sticking out in the wilderness. How come you didn't attend? How come you didn't answer our survey? Where do you really stand on these issues? You know, you have to literally put the fear of God into them so they won't run and hide, but either face the music or get out of office. That's the key right there. They must know that they have to fear those in power. And those in power are the public, the people. They are not the masters. They are the servants. The masters are the public. And unless they fear the public, they could care less about surveys or anything else. You know?
You
I mean, that's
so
the
right.
bottom line is, okay?
Mm-hmm. You
that's
are
the way
so
I feel
right.
about
and
it.
And on our package that we distributed to senators, we had a tear-off slip and a return envelope. How do you intend to vote on the forthcoming proposed guest worker amnesty program? A simple check mark, okay? And we gave them everything they needed. And we have started today doing follow-up calls to those senators' offices. Where is your answer?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think we won't follow up every cotton pick and single day? We will.
You bet.
We will.
You bet you will.
Okay. Some people call it nagging. I call it gentle.
Well, I mean, the hour is so late here. I mean, we just cannot be diplomatic any longer. We don't have that luxury as a nation. And we just
cannot,
you know, give them another 2 years to straighten out. It's either now or it's not going to be done. Sensenbrenner is standing up alone on this issue with Tancredo and a handful of other congressmen. The Senate, forget them. They're all bought and paid for. And before we go to the phone calls, John, you know, you saw them. And you had some words that you gave my ears off the air. Would you care to repeat some of them on the air as far as the attitude of these people in Congress now?
Yeah, their attitude is that we're going to pass this guest worker program, whether you like it or not. And they said, we have 60 votes, you know, to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just very arrogant. And the Senate is just too far gone. There's no hope for the Senate. The only way is to vote them out of office, and like you said, you have to scare them. The only way you're going to scare them is get their take their money away, make sure they don't come back into office if they wear that. Make an example of some of these people.
Right, exactly.
Your listeners out there really should get behind and find out what their senators are doing and say, hey, look, enough is enough, because this is critical. If this guest worker program passes, it's the end of our sovereignty. There will no longer be the United States of America.
Absolutely. I don't disagree with that at all. We have a bevy of callers, people that would like to speak to you both. Let's see if we can take some calls now on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, only on Republic Broadcasting Network. And the number is 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Barbara and John are our guests, and we'll go right to the phones. First of all, Jeff in New Mexico. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
I don't think that, you know, that no American will take the job. That should not be an exception, because what with so many companies headed by bilingual Spanish surname people, and with the majority of the underlings in those companies also bilingual or Spanish only, no English, only non-Hispanic Americans want to take those job openings. Anyway.
Jeff, you are absolutely right. This is propagation of the monumental blatant lie that these people will do jobs that Americans won't do. That is a blatant lie. Americans have always done every job that was available to them. However, not for $2 an hour. We are contributing to the profit line of these cheap labor corrupt corporations, and I know people, many within our own organization, who are losing their homes because they've been displaced in the marketplace, in the workplace, by these criminal illegal aliens. That is a blatant lie, and yet so many American people have bought that blatant lie, or else they want to believe it. And when they talk about, we've got to do this to keep the prices down, can anybody tell me when they remember the price of our food products going down? I don't think so.
Of course not. The cost of living is rising steadily, and the cost is going to get higher. with energy prices getting higher. And George Bush says the way to do it, the way to beat them, is to simply allow them to be here illegally, break the law, and then allegedly pay taxes when they work. You and I both know the real world ain't that way. And we know it's not going to happen. And, of course, when it doesn't work in 3 years, why, we can extend it to 6, and maybe we can extend it to 100. This is the attitude.
Well, they have 5 more anchor babies
yes,
while we're here.
And that's the problem. Okay, right. Jeff, any more questions?
Yeah, just a couple. My main point was that who has the best work ethic competition isn't the only consideration. Also is population density and rural way of life, suburban mm-hmm. rights issues, which are easier to accommodate with lower population. If 100 million Chinese were here all of a sudden, I'm sure there would be a bunch of Chinese-headed companies that know English, only non-Hispanic, non-Chinese, wouldn't even want to work at them places either. You know, my point is Americans will work, but they don't want to just take any job and be under some that expects you to speak Spanish or Chinese or something.
And not only that, but they can't afford it because they're taxed for the little income they make. It makes more sense not to work, to get injured, to get on disability, to do something that does not require work. Because if you're unskilled or you're starting in the labor market, it doesn't make sense. Thank you very much for your call, Jeff. Let's go to Mark in Houston. Hello, Mark. You're next on the program.
Hello, Rick, Barbara, and John. I'll tell you a funny story that happened a few weeks ago was that the rumor got around that the INS was going to visit one of the Houston schools, and the next day over half of the students didn't show up. So that's food for thought, I guess.
That's a familiar story, isn't it, Barbara and John?
Yes, it certainly is, except in states such as California and many others where illegal aliens have been granted in-state tuition, whereas citizens from other states have to pay over 4 times that
mm-hmm.
amount.
Oh, it's
so
all over
I'm
the
sure
country now.
Happen.
Sure.
Pardon?
It's all over the country. The similar laws like that, Barbara. I'm afraid it's pandemic now. You know, in my state, in Rhode Island, we just had the governor give us a new budget address, and he's a Republican, you know, supposedly conservative and everything. But when it comes to immigration, he did lay down the law on one thing, and that is he said he wants the thousands of illegals, that is children who are here illegally because of their parents, off of any assistance rolls. He said that is not our problem, and we cannot continue to pay for it. So across America, we are seeing this rebellion against the federal government. And what is the federal government doing? It is abandoning its only legal constitutional role in protecting us from these border attacks. And yet it won't do a thing. Chertoff is now under fire. You know, Homeland Security is a joke. And FEMA, we've seen what they've done. It's just totally ridiculous at this point. So,
Could I add one more thing?
Surely you may, Mark.
Yeah, no, I hang up at make the statement. I'll let Barbara or John jump in.
Sure.
There was a news report today about outside contracts going to 6 U.S. ports
mm-hmm.
for the UAE, I think that's the name of the country, United
Arab Emirates.
Yes, to take over those contracts. And so I wonder how that would play into immigration. And y'all have a good evening.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You.
If you want to address the contracts, I don't know if that's necessarily the genesis or core of the problem. But, John, or you might want to tackle that.
Thank you, Mark. That was a very profound statement. Because we have Mexico vowing to take over the United States. We have the erratic and violent segment of the Islamic society, Muslims, if you will, vowing to take over the United States, kill all of us infidels. It is quite interesting as to who might just be the winner. Because it appears our own federal government is welcoming all of these people who have vowed to control our government and kill our citizens into our country.
Mm. Well, that remains to be seen. We'll pursue that on the other side of the break. We got a break coming up. Alan and Carol and Linda and others on the line. You can stay with us a little bit more, Barbara.
Sure.
All right, John, can you stay a little bit longer?
Yeah.
We have callers, so stay tuned. We shall return, and we'll have you give your website, Barbara, as well, or how people can get in touch with you. And I know how, but I want you to tell our listeners how they can help and what's the best way to do that. So when we return, we shall get right to that point. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. John Clark and Barbara Coe, our guests. We'll be back. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams on. Ouch.
Okay, and we are back, and we've got just a few minutes before the top of the hour. This will spill over into the next hour, I'm sure. Let us take more calls if you are ready. Barbara, first, let me have you just tell our listeners how is the best way they can help. What's the best thing to do? Go to your website, call your number. How should they do that?
Absolutely. Our website is very, very simple, ccir.net. You'll get an incredible amount of data off of that website. if you want to call us directly toll-free, that is even easier. It is 877-NO-ILLEGALS. We will be delighted to receive your call. If you want to join CCIR, which, as I said before, is now a nationwide organization, very low cost, $25 a year, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, bulletins, so on and so forth. Just give us a call or check our website.
All right. And that's good enough for you too, John, right?
Well, I just finished my new film, American Defends Its Sovereignty, and Barbara is in it, along with Jim Gilchrist and Congressman Tom Tancredo.
Okay.
Your listeners can look at it in about a week or purchase it at www.immigrationcontrol.com, or they can get them through Barbara. It's a fantastic film. Barbara saw it when we were in Washington. I previewed it there. I showed it to Congressman Tom Tancredo.
Well, people like myself can hear them on our public access cable TV programs. So that's the way to get the word out all across the country in local cable television.
You've shown a number of my, of my films.
Yes.
And, Barbara looks very good in this latest one, but it has two police chiefs and different people around the country that are standing up to this tyranny and fighting back. So it's I think your listeners would really enjoy watching it and just seeing the devastation that's going on in this country and how people are waking up.
So within a week or so, it should be available, right?
Yes, they can also get the other films that we've produced. They can either go to our website or Barbara's website. Barbara can always...
Makes it easier doing that. Okay. Let's take a quick call before the break. Alan in Texas. Hi, you're on the program.
Hi everybody. Thanks for the good show again, Rick, Barbara, and John. And you mentioned that it might be time to kind of ease up with the friendly walk around the Capitol and talk and instill some fear in these people. And if we could pull... If you have nationwide networks starting, if we can pull 10 people from each county in the United States to show up together down there, that would be about 50,000 of us. And if we would each bring a hay fork or a shovel
bird gun.
Yeah, well, I think that's illegal to shoot them. I don't think you can shoot them or hang them.
Well, not if you're Dick Cheney, though, but that's beside the point.
But if we show up with our hay forks and shovels and a very large cauldron of steaming hot tar and a couple hundred bags of feathers.
That I like.
I think that public humiliation is still legal and that a show of 50,000 people lined up ready to publicly humiliate these fellows.
We can't do that. The simple reason that the opposition, meaning illegals, can go there with as many people as they want because they're living off the Americans. The American workers are either...
You mean we can't compete with them? Is that what you're saying, John?
No, because there are American people out there supporting this illegal invasion. Or
right.
Sleeping under freeways, homeless.
Good suggestion, though, Alan. Thanks for your call. All right, stay on the line. We'll be right back with you on hour number two.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.